We're going to continue our discussion about the global impact of rising food prices by looking at Haiti. The situation has been particularly challenging there, triggering deadly rioting. UN troops have had to restore calm after protesters called for President René Préval to step down. Journalist Roosevelt Jean-Francois, the Miami bureau chief for the Haitian Times, joins us now to talk more about this. Welcome, or I should say welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Michelle, and thanks for having me today.
When you last visited with us, we talked about how the economic slowdown in the U.S. was causing hardship in Haiti because many people here were not able to send their remittances back home. And I have a sense that things have worsened since we last spoke. Is that your understanding as well?
This is correct, Michelle. And first thing we can say is that Haiti has been the first country in the world now to have a riot, public riot, with the food crisis. Thousands of people have taken the streets 2 weeks ago, and this has an impact on the political scene. And we have now political instability with no prime minister on account of 2-3 days of demonstrations for people asking for more food from different provinces. And in the capitals, there have been riots, and now there is a demand for the country to have more food and to keep with the rise of the prices on the international market and in Haiti.
What's the core of the problem in Haiti? Because Haiti does receive food aid. Is it that the demand is greater and so therefore the food aid isn't going far enough? Or what's the core of the issue there?
I will say that we may have two main issues. First, it is internal. Internal because the supply of food in Haiti, there are more and more people leaving the countryside, leaving the provinces to go to the urban areas and also to migrate to the United States, the nearby Dominican Republic and Bahamas. And so there is lack of supply coming from the provinces. And second, I will say there is the international impact, where you have the rise of oil and the rise of food prices in the international market. So we will say that those combined with the lack of production, national production in Haiti, have tremendously impacted the Haitian economy and food prices.
Has the government taken any steps to address this issue?
Yes, President René Préval decided to meet with wise importers in the country, and he took some issues, some initiatives to subsidize national production of rice. And also he announced there will be a new cabinet coming with a new prime minister, and their main focus now is to have some initiatives to cope with the food crisis in Haiti. Actually, there was an emergency get together from the UN, from the US, from the CARICOM, Caribbean Common Market, and also there is some initiatives from Brazil and Venezuela to provide some food, some emergency food. But this will not solve the situation in the long term.
Was there a sense that this crisis snuck up on the government? I mean, there had been reports earlier, that's when we last spoke, that there were some people in the poorest neighborhoods who were literally eating, you know, dirt as a way to just get some kind of minerals and vitamins into their system. And you know, there was some to-ing and fro-ing about how extensive this problem was. But one gets the sense that people seem surprised, and I'm wondering about that.
So this is a very good point you mentioned. This has been structural for years. You know, Haiti also has... The impact is you have natural disasters. As soon as you have a natural disasters, where there is a hurricane, where there is more and more people, that means leaving the countryside to go to the urban areas. So those are structurals. And now what also happened is that Haitians in the U.S. used to send more money to Haiti. So now a lot of them have lost their houses right here in the U.S. And also this will have an impact on the Haitian economy, because actually the slowdown in the U.S. economy will have a tremendous impact on the Haitian economic.
I understand. Roosevelt, we're going to have to leave it there. Roosevelt Jean-Francois, Miami Bureau Chief of the Haitian Times, joined us by phone from Fort Lauderdale. I appreciate so much your speaking with us, and please do keep us posted.
This is a pleasure.